and performing artists, but not the eternal indwelling Spirit who will only empower his people to do his work his way. Cure thy children's warring madness. Bend our pride to thy control. Shame our wanton, selfish gladness, rich in things and poor in soul. Grant us wisdom, grant us courage, lest we miss thy kingdom's goal. It was Pierre Teilhard de Chardin who said this: someday, after mastering the winds, the waves, the tides, and gravity, we will harness for God the energies of love, and then for the second time in the history of the world, man will have discovered fire. Oh God, rekindle within us that fire of a compulsive and expulsive love that pushes us out into the arenas you have earmarked as the precincts for proclamation. I was at an early service at our church in Birmingham one Sunday because I had to catch a flight later that Sunday morning to speak somewhere Sunday evening. I raced home to get my baggage and turned on the television as I was getting ready and suddenly became transfixed as I watched this drama unfold of Nelson Mandela walking out of his prison in South Africa. I watched as long as I could, raced to the airport, got to where I was going, turned on the television in the motel. Well, this time, 500,000 people had been waiting on him all day in Cape Town. They had been standing in the plaza in front of the city hall in the hot sun. Late in the evening, he appeared on the balcony of the city hall, just at dusk. I shall never forget it as long as I live. Tall, stately, quiet figure, obviously moved by the presence of 500,000 who had stood there half a day in the sun waiting for him. And before he read a prepared text, he expressed to them his deepest heartfelt gratitude for their support then as well as through the years. And here's what he said. With open hands toward them, the remaining years of my life I place in your hands. And I wept. And I thought to myself, oh God, how often we do that as individuals, where we go into our private closet with our private God over in this private corner, and we say to him, oh God, I place the remaining years of my life in your hands. And nobody will ever know that. Unless in reality I can translate that into praxis and literally say to the masses for whom Christ died, the remaining years of my life I place in your hands. And it is only in the giving away of ourselves in those suffering servant ministries that we both exalt him and glorify him, which is the reason for which we were made, and become the clay pot instruments by which he could reach and touch them. And so in the giving of myself to them, for his sake, I may be a part of answering the ultimate question of why the church was birthed in the first place. It was not so much primarily because they are lost, rather because he is God. And when we give ourselves totally to him, we will give ourselves totally to them. And ultimately, nobody can figure out which came first. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, soul, and mind, and all thy strength, and love thy neighbor as thyself. And you can't tell the difference. The great missions professor, W.O. Carver, who lived in the book of Ephesians, translates these verses this way. I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better. I pray also that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know what great hope he had in you when he called you. May we never be a part of frustrating the hopes and will of our Creator, Redeemer. Be liberated, O Church of God. Go as salt and light into the marketplaces for his sake.
Let us stand. Oh, our Father, we pray that you will help us as professors, teachers, staff, and students to lift high the cross of Christ till all the world will adore his name. Help us, O Lord, as teachers, staff, students, proclaim the cross of Christ until all the world shall adore his name. In Jesus' name we pray.